It's one of the most controversial decisions that can be made in the legal system, the granting of a pardon. The end of November has annually produced more presidential pardons than any other time of the year, though. Today's American Countryside is brought to you by Exmark Mowers. Get a better cut faster with Exmark.
It takes the right tools to keep your farm running efficiently, so why would you settle for anything else with your mowing equipment? More and more farmers are stepping up to the brand more landscape professionals choose. They're using Exmark. Purchase 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand by landscape mowing professionals. Trust your farm's mowing needs to Exmark. It's a better cut faster, and it's commercial grade, so it just may be the last mower you ever need. Text Exmark to 283-342 or go to Exmark.com for special offers going on now and to find your local Exmark dealer.
Classic Iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in the Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
It's a tradition that began in 1947 when the National Turkey Federation sent President Harry Truman a gobbler for Thanksgiving. Truman didn't eat that bird, though. Instead, he pardoned the turkey, a tradition that every president since that day has observed. But where does a pardoned turkey go to find a roost in the nation's capital?
We've been privileged to receive the president's turkeys after they are pardoned in the ceremony at the White House. The National Turkey Federation chose us to house these animals. They live out their days here at the park.
Todd Brown is the manager of Frying Pan Park at Kidwell Farm in the D.C. suburb of Herndon, Virginia. Thousands of visitors flock here every year to see those birds who had a close call with the Thanksgiving oven.
They're royalty in our farm because they'll never be sold.
No person ever pardoned may ever receive as many well-wishers as the gobblers seem to receive here.
We've done in the past little programs for those turkeys, and it's always a big thing during the last couple weeks of November when they're coming and for the next couple weeks that they've been here.
But if you travel here, don't expect to see a coop full of presidentially pardoned turkeys. That reprieve from becoming a Thanksgiving feast really doesn't give the turkey that much more time to enjoy its commuted sentence.
The wild turkey, they can live several years. The domestic turkeys that we probably eat, they live on an average about 6 months.
In other words, the coop is usually empty when each year's turkey arrives from the White House. But that royal home does stand ready and waiting once again this year. Traveling the countryside in Herndon, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCrae.